Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. We have a wonderful show for you tonight, full of healings and information. We have a lot of wonderful questions that have come in. If you have more questions for Ron tonight, please send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com or put them on the fast chat. I forgot to say that the date, it's July 26th, 2013, Friday evening. And please bring up your light being, which can be found either on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, or just go down on the BBS page, and you'll come to that picture, click on it, and enlarge it. And Ron will activate that for all of us with peace energy that will last throughout the entire hour of our show. And now I'll welcome Ron to be on the air. Hello, Ron.
Hi. So we're here, everybody. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and we'll energize that for everybody. Here we go. Scroll down on the BBS site or Creation Lightship, and here we go, energizing. So one, bring in peace since we're at the end of the week here. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I think since we're Friday, we normally do just different energies for people here. Maybe we can do a trauma. What do you think on that, Anne?
I think that's a wonderful idea, Ron, because people go through a lot all week. It's the typical work week for people, and it's great to be home, I guess, on a Friday night, but it also you might have a lot of anxiety and upset. So, yes, trauma would be a great one. Everyone think of something.
Think of your trauma that you had. Or maybe there's more than one. I don't know. But here we go. So one, hopefully not. Two, hopefully you don't need a trauma clearing. And wow, I don't need this. So here we go. One, two, three, four. Oh, boy. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's do anxiety. Here we go. Oh boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, oh boy, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, I guess back to you, Ann. We'll see what people are talking about on the fast chat and stuff. So good to have the fast chat to have questions come, but, you know, like I mentioned in the past, it's not good to get on there to read things of other people's stuff because you might get courted to that energy. So I just want to kind of put that out for people. So if you do have a question, you want to bring it forward, no, that's fine. But I would not really like people to use it just to talk back and forth or to communicate. Kind of say how great a healing work, that's wonderful. But just be careful because you don't want to, you know, get hooked up to somebody else's energy on the fast chat. As like a social event, too, you know. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. And those clearings felt really wonderful. And if you felt something really released from you with the trauma or anxiety clearing, you may need to do a little more clearing on that. So you can go to creationlightship.com and type those in. And both of those are whole life clearings you can do on creationlightship.com. I wanted to start, Ron, with two testimonials we have before we get into the paranormal. We have several questions that are paranormal, too, but first we have a couple of nice testimonials. My friend has a one-year-old that has a challenge sleeping at night, and I told her mother about the mind-to-heart drop, and now the child sleeps the whole night through and is calm as soon as she understood to drop her thoughts into her heart, and she and her husband find this simple statement a gift to their whole family.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Isn't that nice? And it's so nice. We've talked about this before. When you share Creation Lightship healings or even just something as simple as that, and the people are receptive to it, because so often people just think, oh, you know, you're weird, or they just don't hear it, or they don't listen because they're so in their heads that they can't accept, you know, a new idea and open to it and actually drop down into their heart centers. So that's really nice. And the other is, and this, it's past now, but I do remember that you suggested that we all do the natal barcode clearing on last month's Mercury retrograde. It was a very strong one. So this person wrote in, thank you so much for suggesting the natal barcode clearing for the Mercury retrograde. I did it every day. The one day I missed and didn't do it until the afternoon, I really felt those negative energies from Mercury retrograde. And I also did those, Ron, and I appreciated it very much. So thank you for that. And I, you know, I'm sure that a lot of people took your advice and cleared that out. And we have another, one more thing before we get into the paranormal. Would you please talk a little bit about the skin misting water? Since you like to give it so often, this listener says, it must be very special. What all does it do? Can it clear out slime and sludge?
Okay. Well, I can tell you what people have commented about it. One person, this is probably years ago, the person had a frying pan, maybe I'm guessing it's probably one of those metal cast iron type on their stove, and they forgot about it and to pick it up and really burnt their finger bad and had a big blister, I think, and then they put the skin misting water on it. Person, I think, you know, works with the computer a lot and stuff, so they were a little worried and concerned and sprayed it that night. The next day they woke up and the blister was gone and just like nothing happened. So that's one thing. I've had people comment about having a some type of bad bite or something from some animal or something, and they put that on there, and that seemed to help them out too. I've had people say that it has got rid of blemishes on their face. Some people actually use it all the time. They go in and maybe do it for a month or two, and they say that people are wondering what type of, you know, maybe cream or lotion or something, wonder what they're using on their face because it looks like they've dropped about 10 years, got rid of wrinkles and things. So I make really no claims about it. That's just what people have mentioned. I know it works very nicely. And most people comment that when you put it on you, it just evaporates, you know, basically instantly. So we normally start our conference calls off that we have weekly with the skin misting water. We do quite a bit of that during the eight-hour call. And that's because people like it. I only do it because people request that we do that a lot. And it does feel very nice for people. So it does a lot. I think it's $1 on the website. And then you have, I think, other options for the quantity that you want to do and stuff. Other things, so it'd be under the water activation on the website app, and also you know, have the drinking water charged up, so it may help you out with more life force energy. Well, anyway, that's kind of it. It's nice water. I really enjoy it. I put it on my skin, and it's gone in no time, kind of like evaporates. So. soaks in instantly instead of evaporating.
Well, I know I never have dry skin anymore because I use it all the time.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And I want to remind everyone, I meant to say this at the beginning, this Sunday is an 8-hour call where you're all day on the Creation Light Trip, and you can still get on that call by going to the website and signing up for it. And Ron always does the skin misting water for everybody on on that call. So that's another wonderful way to get it. Just wanted to add that. Okay, now we have a few questions. I guess I don't mean to put off the the paranormal, because we have quite a few of those, but someone has a question about healings. How do we get the twin flame healing?
That one I do personally with people. Oh, the 4-in-1. It's not on the website listed as far as a clearing. You need to have your whole lifetime mental body clearing, and then your whole lifetime emotional body, and typically you'd want to have the unlimited version after you do your whole lifetime. And I do a sensory clearing, which is another clearing that you need to have. That one's not on the website either. And then we take away your contracts and agreements from your soul family. We take you out of your soul family, so you're no longer in attached to the energies that cause you to have a forced reincarnation. That's what we do, and we have basically three clearings where we can do that. Those clearings, two of those I actually do, it's one of those anyway, the entry one, I do that through an email, or I connect with somebody online, on the telephone line, I should say, and then we do that. It could take up to 3 hours to do a one clearing. Oh, and that goes back to when you first came here on this planet. They give you what the number is, typically, about when you incarnated for the first time here, at least the stint that you're in now. There's a lot of the energies. It's much like an emotional clearing going back to the past. Oh, I guess back to you, Ann.
Yes, and that's a very powerful and beautiful clearing, Ron, and I recommend it very highly to everyone. And just so everyone's clear, you send an email to ron@creationlightship.com, and there's one other, but Cindy will put that on the fast chat for us. There's another email you can reach Ron directly, and then you'll get the information about when to call, and you can get on the phone with Ron. Okay, Ron, thank you. So we have some questions that get into the paranormal, weird, disturbing things happen to people, and hopefully this is the place where we can give them some help and some answers. So here goes. For about a year, something has been selectively polishing some of the silver utensils in my dish rack. Now it's eating the sponge. It also seems to be gobbling me up. Do you have any idea what that could be and how to clear it? I've already done entity and space clearings.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Holy cow. you want to do a timeline crash on it. I think this thing's coming in probably from about the 20s. I don't know if your house is that old or not, but it somehow looks like it dealt with a lot of silverware or something like that. And it may have been a really wealthy entity, so it had a lot of silver. And it's coming in from that. So what I would do is do a timeline crash to get rid of this particular entity. And that's what I would do, is timeline crash it. I'd probably go into maybe 1920 through 1930. So it somehow is on that timeline, and it's connected to you. interesting to know if you live in an older house that was built along that time frame.
Yeah, maybe
maybe the house could have been torn down. Your house could be now sitting where it was, but that's what it feels like.
Yes, if you're listening, and I hope you are, perhaps you could type that into the fast chat. It would be interesting to see if that's what's going on or part of what's going on. Okay, so it sounds like just more entity clearings on that, right, Ron?
Typically yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
And timeline crashing to get it off. Yeah, you want to get rid of timeline crashing.
Right. Okay. Here's another interesting question. All right, do you feel that's complete, Ron? Do you want another one?
Yeah, we can get another one, sure.
Okay. I get a flash of white light in front of my right eye. Does that mean I have a camera? What can they do about it? They've done implants on the alien attack page and timeline crashes and recurring event barcode, but still get that. Can you remove that for this listener? Or
I can do a clearing. We'll just see.
Okay.
Here we go. Well, this is if you have a camera in your eye, for anybody out there listening. So here we go. So one, two, do left eye first. One, two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. Okay. So we'll see if that helps out. So back to you.
Okay. Now, that was the left eye, though. Can we do the right eye, too, or do you want to wait?
I want people to kind of get used to that here.
Okay.
So. Okay. Do the right eye in a couple minutes here.
Okay. And we have another. Okay. Now we have, this is an interesting question, and it's not, well, potentially not as disturbing as some of the others, but the other day I went into a furniture store, and when I passed the children's department, I remembered how, as children, we're surrounded by beautiful, bright colors, and then everything else in the store was quite dull. Is that some kind of programming or attack on us by ETs that we can't have cheerfulness and beautiful colors as adults on this planet?
Well, I don't know. That one's a hard one to answer. I just don't know how to answer that one.
Okay. All righty. Here's another one. I found a bottle opener that I had not used in several months, and it is a bottle opener I used to use when I drank beer. And then when I picked it up to throw it away, my hand and fingers started to buzz. And I threw it in the garbage. And
that's a good one. Okay, yeah, probably entities were attached to it.
Wow.
And you brought entities that used to be with you when you had beer. Drank beer.
Wow.
They wanted you to have a beer, so that's what I would think is going on.
I would think if that happened, that's really good confirmation that you're doing the right thing, throwing that item out. Right?
Yeah, that would be correct, yeah. Probably hopping on you, yes. Uh-huh.
So we'd love to hear from people if you noticed a change or felt anything with your left eye. Camera clearing that Ron just did.
Don't do the right eye.
Okay.
Oh, right eye, everybody. One. Oh, boy. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. 9, boy, and 10. That's a little heavy. We'll go down the right eye. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Still rough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Well, I've never had that experience of seeing flashes the way this listener said they have, but I really felt something, as if something released from my eyes just then, Ron, so thank you very much. And, okay, and we still have more. Okay, here's another question about an odd situation. This listener was about to go to sleep and heard a swishing sound, and then an electrical current ran through her as if she'd stuck her finger in an electric socket. It was quite a shock. There's no metal in my bed or mattress. There was no problem with the circuit breaker, and there was no lightning outside. Do you have any idea what that could be? Was that showing me that someone or something could terminate me in an instant? And what can I do about that? That's disturbing, right?
Yeah, boy. Probably timeline crashing, I would guess.
Right. That was the first thing that popped into my head. And I know, you know, this listener is someone who does do a lot of healings and go on the calls and stuff. It's kind of, you know, discouraging when those things happen. And that's the first thing that popped into my head is timeline crash.
I think I would do a timeline crash for that. And, boy, they probably have already done entities, I'm guessing. So, oh, dear. Let me see here. Yeah, that's what I would do is that.
And so, about how many, Ron? Can you get a sense of how many the listener should do?
Boy. I'd probably do 500 of them.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Boy. That really, you know, disturbs me more when people are under attack more with this stuff, because this, you know, shouldn't be happening. So I don't.
Yeah.
Don't like, you know, I'm sure they don't like it either, but for me, it's like, oh, no, you know?
Right.
Oh.
Well. Yeah. Unfortunately, these things are happening to some people, and we're so grateful to you, Ron, to at least try to give us some answers and to always have a way for us to heal and clear it through Creation Lightship. When you're listening to Ron, you're, you know, and doing these healings, you're connecting to source energy, remember, and what created you, and that's really your best hope on this planet. So just keep doing the healings. Okay, now, is it all right for me to move on from that, Ron?
Well, that'd be fine, yeah.
Okay, and I hope these people who have had these problems are listening tonight, but if not, the clearings and everything will be on the archive soon, and you can listen to them then, and you'll still get the benefit of the healing. So, someone sent in a picture of clouds that were taken from Iron Mount, Michigan, and they look like balloons are in the sky, like they're literally round and heavy-looking. And I guess you haven't seen them, Ron, because they came into the CLS questions. You haven't seen this picture. But I can send you the link, and they're wondering if you know what these clouds are, because they don't even look like clouds. Let me see if I can send this over to you on the messenger.
Sounds good.
And, yeah, it looks like that I was able to copy that.
Okay, we'll see if I can get it here.
Yeah, it opened up.
Oh.
The link opened, so. It is. I have never seen anything like that before. I don't think I would really think it was real. You know, the picture, except that it came from one of our listeners.
Oh, this looks like grapes upside down.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's very odd.
I sort of think those are orbs coming down. Yep. Oh, boy. I don't know how people could see this here. It looks like grapes hanging down from the ceiling. Another one here. Yeah, but the other one. Yeah, they're just showing us that they're here.
Wow.
Yeah, you know.
And it's a very strange brown color, too. The sky is very unusual there. Thank you very much, listener, for sending that in. It's definitely something.
Yeah. Boy. Okay, any paranormal questions out there or situations?
Yes.
Callers want to call in and discuss?
Right, we can accept calls tonight. Okay, can you do a clearing for things happening like a doll turning and looking at you? Or a person, I have had this happen where I'm sitting with a person and I think they've turned and looked at me, but I turn and they're not looking at me at all.
That's probably a timeline.
Okay.
Situation.
It's just
bizarre stuff now.
Okay.
A lot of things are timelines. They're dropping one in, and you're leaving on one timeline, and they're on another, and then you kind of wonder, wait a minute, what's going on here, you know? And that's what it would be, is timeline. Pulling itself to you, and unfortunately, that's what's going on. So that's what I'd say it is, timeline stuff.
Okay. Is it possible to do a quick timeline crash of that for us?
We could do that. So if you have anything that's kind of weird happening, maybe in someplace, hear somebody talking to you, turned around and they weren't there. Well, it's just all different types of weird things. But here we go. Think of your most recent paranormal experience. And maybe you got sucked into a timeline. Had a laugh, I went to buy something the other day, and was $6.48 or something. So I gave the young lady who, I don't know, maybe she's 18 or something, kind of aware of doing robotic type stuff all the time. I gave her $7, and then I was digging out for 50 cents. I gave her the 50 cents, and she looked at me and looked at the money, looked at me, did it a couple times, and she goes, "Here's your dollar back." Now, but if I give you a dollar, then I'll get $5.02 back. And believe me, so she had to type it in to her register, you know, to find out what the change was. She goes, "Oh, like, wow, that's new on me, you know." I don't know. I just looked. Oh no, got a new phone. Oh, this person's a checker. So anyway, I think I heard a beep.
Yes. Hello. Do we have a caller online?
Hi, this is Sandy.
Hi
Sandy, go
ahead.
Can
you hear me?
We can.
Good. I had a dream. This was a little while ago, and it was kind of I wasn't quite asleep yet dream. You know, you're kind of half asleep and half awake. And I saw, vividly, I saw barcodes on a chair at my desk. The numerals?
Wow, okay.
And I was, yeah, and I was wondering what you thought of that or if there was anything I could do.
Wow, are the ETs barcoding? I know they barcode us. Are they barcoding our
brains? My sense was that that's what the barcodes look like, and they're more prolific than you know than I was aware of.
Wow.
Yeah, I would say that you're seeing that. I would say that what you're talking about is correct. Be able to see the barcode. Wow. Okay. I'm checking out. Working with computer technology. Back in the, they're trying to bring these to connect us to stuff here. Different hologram, and remember the newer movie coming out that you may hear or may not know, but they've been here for quite a while, but in years. A lot of the newer movies kind of become animated, you know, cartoon figures that look real. What's that going to do? They're bringing in a life form. It isn't a real life form here. Oh, but they're bringing them into the pixels. Oh, are they going to be taking us away through some type of computer technology as we read our computer and seeing these particular things? So, I can't go too much into that, but I worked with that last night quite a bit, moving up years. Getting intel from government agencies as they were helping me out with their information about what they had on that particular thing.
Wow.
Anyway, they were definitely concerned too. I mean, what to do about this situation. So, fortunately, these are invisible. They definitely know that I'm doing them, so they ask for help and stuff. They can sometimes help me. You know, something here happened to start with an F in the three letters, so that's in the agency that I was working with. And there's probably quite a few that start with an F. So anyway, they're quite interesting to see what I'm doing, and they want to get these things out because it's affecting reality that we live in right here. Back to you.
Well, Sandy, that's very interesting. Is there anything else you wanted to ask about or add to that?
Was I supposed to timeline crash, or did you have any suggestions on how to get well?
Oh. Well, I had a thought, Ron. What about, you know, you've mentioned so many different things that we can clear using the natal barcode clearing. Could we put, like, for instance, could this listener put desk chair on her natal barcode, and would that remove that barcode?
Well, that's interesting. Very possible. Might try that.
I have never done it for an object, but...
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say which one's going to nip it in the bud, you know. That is interesting.
Yeah. Okay, so I could just try a variety of them and see what the results are.
Yeah, because, you know, it sort of goes along with what I'm doing right now. It's a different thing. You're actually seeing the numbers and information like that, and that's kind of where I'm working, so to speak, in that area. So,
you know, I thought they were, kind of looked like hexadecimal.
Okay. Yeah, I would say that's probably correct. But we don't know what the computer agencies, the manufacturers of computers, the software companies, what they're doing as you connect to things. So I can't get too much involved with that. Remember, they have a way of connecting. In fact, what I'll do for people, just to show you what I'm working with right now, normally don't do, I'm going to take away the energy. In fact, the website that we have is is almost impossible to be connected with the aliens and stuff. But other websites could be. BBS is perfectly safe when you're on our program here. But what I'm going to do, if you happen to do some web surfing or emails or something, I'm going to take away that energy that hooked you up today, which you may know nothing about. Happen to go on and do something, you know, other people check emails or, you know, do searches and things or whatever. Here we go. This will be a pretty heavy clearing. Sit back and relax. You want to drink some water. Take away the energy that you were hooked up to, we'll just say today and yesterday, the 2 days, if you weren't on it today or earlier. Here we go. Releasing this energy, and they kind of like pixelate you as you read through the program. Okay. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. It's very heavy. 4. This is for yesterday. 5. That way it lights up. Yeah, it's a little lighter now. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3. Oh boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Heavier, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now what is today? I've disconnected you from the aliens that were probably to make it sound a little more intriguing. Aliens that were watching you on your computer as they somehow had you pixelated as they're sampling your body energy because they can come across that energy from their visible satellites, we'll call them, up in the Beyondo, connecting to the internet that you're using, wireless system, however that works. So here we go. 1, this is for yesterday, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Ugh, boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Another one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll have to do one more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see if we have any comments on that. Quite interesting.
Am I still on the phone? Yes, online?
Hi. You're still here.
Could I say something about that last clearing?
Please.
I felt like the energy was returning to my body. A surge
Wonderful.
Of energy. Oh. That was a good one.
Yep. Yeah, it's one of those things, you know.
That might be a nice one to have as a clearing.
we do have a media clearing, I think. I cover that. I'm not sure.
Well, there's also always the special clearing, Ron.
Well, the special is mainly for physical body stuff.
Oh.
It may work, but typically it's physical body.
I did do the media clearing just for the first time recently.
Okay.
And I will say that I really felt that strongly. So So maybe you're right. Maybe the media clearing handles that.
Okay, boy.
Okay.
Okay, I'll let you guys go on. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, someone commented, Ron, on the fast chat that they'd been doing timeline crashes and got a headache, and you have spoken about that before, that, yes, sometimes your body might have a reaction. And the other listeners have been helping, you know, making suggestions. But I wanted to mention one thing that someone said to do the satellite clearing, and that's one of the free healings that's on your website. And there are several of those, and I just wanted to sort of bring that up again, because you did mention, I think, a month or two ago on another show, that it's a good idea to do those free healings over again. Is that still true, Ron?
And also, do the head connectors.
Okay. And about how often should we be running those?
Some people do them once a day, maybe in the evening.
Wow.
So as people are listening to the program here, they're probably, a new person would be probably a little confused about what's happening, because nobody wants to realize that aliens are controlling you, but they are. So interesting to have these programs that we have, and a lot of them will actually get involved with aliens, last probably 2 to 3 years, unfortunately. They brought me into that. I didn't really want to do that. I'd rather, you know, where everything led. But we have a lot of information about aliens. A lot of helping energies for people. Back to you, Ann. We could do a mind-to-heart drop.
Okay.
Help people out here. So here we go. Find a heart drop. So this you should be doing yourself all the time. I see. Why do I want to do that? Well, because you become heart-centered, and you can become kind of in the moment. That's what it's designed for, to be peaceful. Don't do the mind a heart drop, then you're going to be in the mind, and all those monkey mind that chatters, I should have done this, you know, should I, could have, would I, or that the phrase was, comes up, entered. Well, you're at peace. A source energy is peace. That's who you really are, is peace. But the mind energy took you sideways into mind energy of a lot of thoughts and judgments. Remember, thoughts are judgments. Reality. So here we go. Dropping down, and this you can do yourself. It takes 20 seconds. So if you're a person listening who's new and you meditate a lot, you might just throw the meditation out the window and do the mind to heart drop. It's only 20 seconds. You can do it in your car. Nothing special. Nothing to practice. No special gestures with your hands or legs or having them crossed or anything else. Do it. And you have to command your spirit to take your thoughts, bring them into your heart center, drop down. I count from 10 to 1 backwards only because it makes it a lot easier for people to feel the energy moving. If you can do it, if you want to do it like counter to 5, that's fine, or 1, 2, 3, that works too. I always go 10 because there's people listening who don't really know what I'm doing, and they want to feel that their mind energy dropping down, and that's it. So here we go, dropping down, thoughts are moving. Well, I'll stop at 5, and you're going to probably feel your thoughts around your throat area. Here we go, dropping down, 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, and 5. Think a thought now. Notice that it used to be kind of, you know, near the top of your head. Now you wonder, gee, how is my throat talking to me? What's going on with that information there? Weird place. Well, that's where it is now. So continuing, going down. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again. Upping down your thoughts, commanding your spirit. Remember, you have to do it out loud and command your spirit. Otherwise, you won't have a lot of information there going into life because you have to wake up your spirit to do so. So this is what you have to do. No shortcuts. This is short enough. So here we go. 10, 98765-4321 and 98765-4321 and 98765-4321. There. Well, you may have a hard time thinking, but a lot you want to get a day planner, as you'll be so much in peace that the time energies, timelines won't connect to you, and you may look a little spacey to your friends while you're in peace. They may say, gee, where were you? I had an appointment at 2 o'clock and go up, you know, or something like that. And you go, well, yeah, I was just in peace, and the time didn't affect me. So you do want to get a day planner. And you probably need to step your little toe into the darkness energy to actually function here. Just all the time, you know, you would just be at peace and actually kind of controlled by the darkness energies of mind. You need to get into the mind energy to function here. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And here's an interesting question now that we're all peaceful and heart-centered. Do you think language is like a virus? And how do people on planets of light communicate?
Everything is instant. So there's really no communication, because communication would have thoughts, which would be judgment. So you're not communicating with anything. You're just your own particular little whoever you are, what you are, and that's it. It's not lonely, because always in the moment. Back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you. So if this were a planet of light, we wouldn't even have language. We wouldn't need it.
That is correct, because, see, language gives you the keywords. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Keywords is how you get attached. I'll just show you. We got a little bit of time left here, so I want all of you to think of your first name and just say it out loud. And naturally, there's probably a vowel in there. I believe everybody has a vowel in their name for some reason. I think maybe there was some kind of race of people that didn't use vowels. I don't know if they were North American Indians or not, but I heard somebody mention that. But you probably have a vowel in your first name. So we'll first clear out the E and take away that energy. This is what you do on the natal chart clearing on the website. All you, and maybe addresses and numbers and things. These are all tracking devices that they use. Communication. Here we go. Releasing the A, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. AEI 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. O 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I O and U 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I sometimes what Y and W? I don't know. Not sure. I remember they had something like that. But you probably had one of those in your name. So now say your name out loud. Notice that when you say it, you're going to be like looking around for somebody else with your name, because the name doesn't resonate to you. Before, you're like, you said your name and like, yep, that's me. Now, look around and you go, yeah, I'm saying this name, but, you know, like saying a strange word heard for the first time. Oh, that's what that clearing does. Takes away the tracking devices from the unwanted personal travelers out there. They're more at peace because the keywords are not going to connect to you. So just think, whatever you read, there's all these keywords in it to bring you into a parallel timeline. Oh, very interesting. We all know that. Just think if you read the word Paris, okay? Now, just by saying that word, what do you think of? For myself, never been to Paris. I would think of the tower, right? Eiffel Tower. I believe that's in Paris. If you think of Australia, what do you think of? You think of that big dome, right, that you see? I don't know what it's called, but, you know, that's what comes up to me. So all of a sudden, you're there on that timeline. You just don't have enough senses available to us to actually probably bring forth the densities of how heavy it is there, you know, the atmospheric conditions, hot or cold or windy or whatever, and or the smell of that location. We don't have that, but we do have the memory of what we saw, and naturally that memory brings you into a timeline. Oh, I'll do a special clearing here. I think we have somebody out there who maybe needs a prostate clearing. So if you like to have a clearing of a particular situation with your body, we'll do that clearing too for you. So just think of it. You have an owie on your finger or something. Here we go. Releasing the energy, going up to the light ship. Going there right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now we'll start to clear away the energy with the dolphins right now. So rest your healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, coming back, and here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we'll just see if that has helped you out. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. We're getting very close to the end of our show now. I wanted to let everyone know that tomorrow night is Saturday Night on the Light Ship, and we also plan to bring in the 12 source energies from Creation Light Ship tomorrow. And if you have not experienced that yet before, you're going to want to put in your day planner to definitely listen to the show tomorrow evening, because it's really wonderful. And also, I want to thank everyone so much for their participation and questions for tonight. And once again, we did not get to everything that we got on CLS questions. If we can tomorrow, I will try to bring some up, and if not, we'll save them for next Friday. And again, if it's something you need Ron for, you want to send them to creationlightship@yahoo.com, right, Ron? Creation Lightship. Okay, sorry. And then Ron will get those emails. And meantime, the hosts, co-hosts with Ron, read the things that come into clsquestions@yahoo.com. And this feels wonderful, Ron. Thank you so much for leaving all of us heart-centered. Sunday is the 8-hour call, but I also hope you'll all join us tomorrow evening for Saturday Night on the Lightship.
Great.
Anything else, Ron, you want to take us out with?
No, just to do another mind-to-heart draw for people.
Great.
Oh, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hey, there we go, everybody. Oh, enjoy your evening and blessings. Later. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thanks, all.